Indeed, and thank you very much, Greg Steiner, and thanks to all in the Eastern Michigan University Athletic Department. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and today is the day we indeed celebrate 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and now beyond. I'm joined by Michael Jewett, the host of 89.1 Jazz.
Good morning.
And our general manager, Molly Motherwell. And Molly, it was really athletics that was the start and the genesis, the beginning of our genesis.
That was the springboard. The university wanted to be able to get EMU football and basketball to the kids in the dorms, so they came up with a 10-watt radio station that reached the dorms, and from 5 to 7 p.m. on weekdays, there was some news and some music from student hosts, but really it was to get EMU sports into the dorms, and that's where it all began.
My, how things have changed in 5.5 decades.
That's kind of like a common way that a lot of college-based stations. Mm-hmm. So the WEMU's not. We're unique in many ways, but that's kind of like a standard.
Right,
thing.
A lot of stations.
Fairly common thing.
A lot of stations got their beginnings, but we're one of the public radio stations that continues to broadcast sports. We have broadcast EMU sports continuously for 55 years.
And I am extremely proud to say that we broadcast women's sports.
We're one of the first to broadcast women's sports and one of the first to broadcast them consistently with women's basketball broadcasts.
It didn't take all that long after the initial start of WEMU to start to develop into what we would once become.
Right, yeah. About the next year, everyone said, you know, we could take this a lot farther. And all the tedious process began of getting a license, getting a tower, our first tower on Pierce Hall, which is our second backup now. It's still operational. And doing all of that paperwork that is needed to become an actual community-based station. In about 1967, they got all that together, and then we began broadcasting full-time.
You know, if you go out in the community, when people talk about WEMU, despite all the news and information, we really are the Jazz station.
Right.
And it was, what, 1977 that they decided on the Jazz?
Well,
you were in the area. Did you find WEMU because of the Jazz, Michael?
Well, yes, but it wasn't, it was probably a year or so after that. 1977, I was just dabbling in the music, so I wasn't really listening to it on the radio. But there was a smattering of jazz, a mix of music before that. But
in
77,
right, yeah.
The decision was made we're going to be branding ourselves.
This is the way we're going.
Yeah, and you know when you have a music format that really stands out, amongst what else is out there, that certainly gives your station its personality or its identity. So yeah, that component. But yeah, I probably first heard WEMU, I want to say about 1979, somewhere mm-hmm. in there. You know, you're asking for, like, memory to go back. I'd like to point out, between the three of us, I think we're closing in on we're playing this album by Elvin Bishop and Charlie Musselwhite called 100 Years of Blues. They've both been playing 50 years of music. I think that between the three of us, we've got almost 100 years.
Right.
David, well, you're over 30, right?
It'll be
David
30.
David and I together combined to exactly 55 years.
55. Oh, no. No one told me there was going to be math. It's a 55.
I think you brought that on
90,
yourself.
Now we're at about 92 or 93. Right. So we're closing in on there. So almost 100 years of collective experience at WEMU. There's a lot. But there's a lot of living, a lot of work,
right,
a lot of radio that goes in there just to kind of, yeah,
well,
it's mind-boggling.
A lot of milestones, you know. Yeah. In 1978 is when we joined NPR, when All Things Considered began broadcasting, and that broadcast on a modified phone line.
Yeah.
And look at how we get it now.
Yeah, I've seen photographs of it, and I'm like, how did you accomplish this?
Right.
Because there have been a number of, besides the jazz and blues stuff, I also handle what's called operations, which is kind of like technical, somewhat technical stuff. And there have been, just in my, career tenure here, like three or four jumps in the way that programming from the network is delivered. And this whole notion of, like, we get a phone line, we plug it into this little box, and it's like, what kind of retro steampunk universe were you living in? And
I started here in 1994, and when I got hired, I was panicked because I had never used a computer before.
Yeah.
And there was HTML computer in the newsroom.
That everybody shared.
And, and so I was coming in 4 and 5 hours early just so that I could be sure I could get the news off the computer
right.
and actually present it to people.
Right. Well,
you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. It is December 8th, and today is the day we celebrate 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond. I'm with Michael Jewett and WEMU General Manager Molly Motherwell. And the fundraising model was much different back then because we had a lot more institutional support. Now we really are entirely dependent and reliant upon our listeners.
Well, that was an evolutionary process, too. You know, the CPB grants, stations had certain criteria to meet to be CPB eligible. And at that time, there was a lot more state funding for higher education. And that included dedicated funding for public broadcasting, which was eliminated sometime in the 80s, I believe. But in 1981, there was a big recession.
Yeah.
There were a lot of cuts to higher ed, and at that time, we had not done any fundraising ever. But at that time, the university said to all departments, they didn't single out WEMU by any matter of means, hey, you know, you're going to have to earn some of your own keep. And we had our very first fundraiser that year with a goal of $35,000, which was met, and then it was matched by the university. But that was the first foray into fundraising, and that's evolved into last year we raised over $770,000. So
it's kind of like a standard thing now.
It's the model now, and it's not unique to us that the institutional support has changed over the years. The same thing with the federal funding. It's a much smaller portion of our budget than it used to be.
One of the great things I'll say about that is it also alters the relationship that we as a staff have with people who listen.
Right.
WEMU family is something rather special. And when we have these opportunities for engagement on the air during fundraisers, but even more importantly, in the years we can hold events and get together and share time and space together, I don't think there's anything more gratifying than getting together with people who have not only made the choice to listen, but made the choice to ensure that others can listen as well.
And
that's pretty special.
Those relationships really started in 81 also. Michael, the first time we really made that commitment to we're getting out and we're not only going to broadcast music, we're going to become part of the music community. That happened in 81 with the first Montreux Jazz Festival.
Now, I do remember listening to the Detroit Jazz Festival broadcasts from the year they started and then started working on them behind the scenes when I got here. But yeah, that was those were like huge commitments and endeavors for the radio station. We I can't even count the number of broadcasts that we actually, both local and regional and also national, Brian. I know I produced two of them and was on the air for a number of those. And just to see how that festival has evolved and changed.
Well, and look what it's spun into with everything around here.
Yeah, and just the different events and agencies that we partner with. I mean, Eclipse Jazz was a huge presence. Mm-hmm. You know, when WEMU, early on when we were doing jazz, the Frog Island Festival has arrived and enriched our lives, and now it's part of history.
The jazz competition, Randy Napoleon,
Of that. You know, revived Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz Festival. A number of jazz clubs have opened and closed and opened again, and with our most recently with the Blue Llama Jazz Club. So a lot of partnerships with live music, and it's a big component here. Yeah,
I have a 2-part question for you, Michael. First, when did you know you wanted to work at WEMU and start making the effort to do so? And number two, it's been over 30 years. Why have you stayed?
Well, it might be easier to answer part two. But part one, I was a friend just in the jazz circle with Michael Genasis, who was a long time host here, and started going to school here. And he says, oh, you should apply here. I'm like, okay. I had no idea. And I remember our music director at the time being like impressed with my odd choices. Well, I guess were odd choices on my. We used to actually make audition tapes back then, so that was just like kind of like one of those, that's fate or however you want to say it. But in terms of sticking here, when I started working here, it was like such a sense of pride and honor to be part of an agency that was really a standard bearer for jazz. Jazz is one of the great cultural expressions in all of human history, American history or whatever, and to be to have some investment in that mission Yeah, that's why I call it, I have this phrase called Mission Eternal, where I'm just going to keep playing the jazz and blues.
So I love that answer, and I think I can speak for others on the staff as well. We found a home here at WEMU,
yeah,
because of who we are as a radio station, because of the community we serve and the interaction we get and the manner in which we get to impact the community. I don't think there's anything better than dedicating yourself to the community in which you reside.
And that's why there's a collective 90 years sitting at this table.
So we have 1 minute left, Molly. I want to give you a final word.
Well, I want to ask Molly a question. Just off the top of your head, how many people, how many individual listener contributions have we received, or how many people do you think have supported us? Rough figure in many years here.
Tens of thousands.
It's in the tens of thousands.
That's the best I can do. We have, right now we have about 4,000 active donors.
Okay.
And again, the final word, Molly, as we look to year 56 and beyond, what is your hope for WEMU and its relationship to the community?
I want it to grow. I want it to evolve. I want it to stay where it is, all three. That, you know, the sense of dedication we have from our audience, we just need more of that, and we're lucky to have it. We look forward to so much more.
On behalf of the staff here at WEMU, we thank you for your support through 55 years, and we look forward to extending that relationship to the years beyond. This is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.